Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. We've been talking with Dr. Susan Linder, and we've been talking about coping with stress during COVID-19. And I mean, everybody has experienced some type of stress, anxiety, something. I think it's fair to say that everybody in this world, definitely country, if not definitely state, has experienced something. But before we went to break, I know Otto wanted to bring up a point.
Oops. You didn't need that earpiece.
I didn't need that. It keeps popping out.
Yeah, well, my point is really, I'm always very interested in mental health and attitude, because I think it makes up a big part of what goes on in our life. You know, the only thing you really have anything to control is what goes on between your ears, basically. And as far as that goes, I believe that everybody is kind of born with a different deck of cards, all right? We all have a different deck to play with. And some people have it a little easier in terms of adapting to change, to revising how they're going to handle it. And other people have a very difficult time adapting to change and having a difficult time trying to develop an attitude. And I use the word develop because I don't think anybody is born with the a couple of people maybe, but not many, where you're born with this whoop-de-doo attitude, everything is perfect, and I'll never have a problem. But my point is that for some people, it is much more difficult to adapt to stress, to adapt to changes, than it is for others. I know I have friends, I talk to them, I try to get them to come around, but the facts of life are some people may never change and they may never come around. But the other side of it is that there are people who are more on the fence, if you will, who can be helped by somebody like Dr. Susan. And my point here is that people should not be ashamed of requiring mental support, if you will, guidance, counseling. I like to use the word counseling or coaching in terms of your mental attitude and how you contend with things. And this is a true test right now, as you point out about, Susan, about looking back. This is probably one of the more difficult times globally, if you will. Everybody has personal difficult times, but this is one that affects everybody. And there's no easy ticket here. The old phrase about perception is reality. How you perceive the situation is reality. And you can perceive it as poorly as you want, or say, you know, it could be a lot worse. It depends on your attitude. So I think my point here is that I believe that there are some people who can be helped. And my question to you is, there are difficult situations where it's tough. People maybe can't get over that fence. Maybe they need pharmaceutical help, if you will, or drug support. It's just philosophy that I'm spouting here. So Susan, I'm looking to see what you say.
No, I'm in agreement with you. It's interesting. Right when we first started the last segment, I was going to say this really could be classified as what we call in psychology as an adjustment disorder. So you sort of read my mind, but I didn't want to use the word disorder because there's really nothing wrong with having problems adjusting. You know, once we know that I think I have like a 5, you know, step action plan. You want to acknowledge what the problem is, and then we need to, you know, make adjustments to it, and we tweak it a little bit. But the end goal is that we have an action plan to help us figure out how do we adjust better. So it's very interesting that you said, you're absolutely right. We're built differently. Our capacity to adjust may be different. It doesn't mean it's better or worse. It's just different. And for those who need some extra support, that's why we have so many great recommendations with the town. The town has resources. We have programs We have a hotline. Our producer, Christina Liu, is fantastic at being, she has been fantastic and continues to be, at being so on top of the game in terms of promoting the resources the town has. So those that are having problems with adjustment can make a phone call, and very quickly they will be spoken, somebody will speak to them and offer them some guidelines or some resources, or we can just get out there and help you. So what the point here is that if there's someone who's not adjusting well, to check out the town's website for the resources that we have. They're abundant. And make that phone call, because you're not alone. It's not only that, and sometimes calling a friend really doesn't help. You know, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it's really just, it's not about medication. It's just about having someone to talk to and process it.
One of the interesting things that I've been reading is, particularly when you get to extreme situations like suicide or domestic abuse, where technology comes into the equation, where people can do texting or chatting, which is less, what would be the right word, less obvious than using a telephone. You know, if you're in a domestic situation that's abusive and the person who's abusing you is watching you, it may be difficult to use the phone, but you can chat and you can text a lot easier. So technology seems to be, you know, coming into this equation more and more during this whole pandemic, really.
That's correct. And we should let our seniors know that there is a phone service program, and I don't have the information with me, but if anyone's interested, I know they can send our radio show a web an email or make a phone call and we can get it. But those who need a cell phone that may not have one right now, there are programs where we can get cell phones for seniors. So if they don't have one, we can help them get a little bit up to speed with their technology.
Right. Yes, they can always call 311 or 869-6311. We have the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, which also connects volunteers to people who want to speak to somebody, a resident that wants to speak to a volunteer. It's really taken off well, and it works a lot, you know, for people who don't have a lot of technology. It could be right to their own home phone. And there's privacy involved, and we always kind of try to connect the right type of people to each other. It's very successful. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about Neighbors Helping Neighbors in Talk of the Town, because it's definitely, you know, pertinent right now.
Otto, how have you adjusted to this? I'm just curious.
How have I adjusted to this? I have the good fortune of really having very little difficulty keeping myself amused, if you will. I've been working on projects for a long time, like old movies that I've been editing and digitizing them and sending them out to family, you know, cutting them into small clips and doing odds and ends, family tree. My wife and I will take a big ride over to Taco Bell and go through the drive-thru, you know, exciting things like that. Doing a jigsaw puzzle,
yeah.
Talking to people, keeping occupied. Actually, now I have the good fortune of being able to play golf. So I would say I haven't really had a big problem, to be perfectly honest with you. But I also realize that all my life I have been really working. I was in sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And I was always big on your attitude and reading about attitude and I guess mental health, looking at it. Mm. Worked at developing an attitude that I think is positive. Not naive, but positive. Mm-hmm. So I think the answer to the question is I have been fortunate, but I do realize that for me, it's not as hard as it is for some people to adapt to this. I know people who had a real hard time adapting to getting older prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
you know, and the facts of life are, who was the one I read? Alan Alda had a thing about adapt, adjust, and revise.
Yes.
And what he says in there is that you have to adapt to the fact that when you get older, things start to rust, fall off, don't work as good, all of the above. Mm. So you have to kind of revise how you handle things and adjust to it.
Yeah, that's.
And I work at that, but I realize that it's easier for me than a lot of other people. Some people have a very, very hard time adapting to stress and negative situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyhow, that's the answer to my question.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, Otto, you're really doing well. That's for sure. And we're grateful to have you on our team. That's a definite.
Yeah, I like that three-step plan that you just shared with us,
yeah.
Alan Alda. That's really good. You know, I have.
We should try to get him on the show, Christina.
Yeah,
can you work that out?
Well, I thought it was a great idea. You know, I'm big into all of that stuff, but I believe you have to work at that. You have to work at, you know, I wasn't born jumping out there with, you know, a whoop-de-doo, everything is great attitude. You know, I think you have to work at it. You know, the story, the words that I try to understand when talking to people is perception is reality. And if you look at the televisions in front of you and somebody says, that's not a television, it's a Volkswagen, that in their perception, that's what that is. And you know, as crazy as it sounds, but that's how they see it. And that's hard to work with. And Dr. Susan has to work with that kind of perception. And that's not an easy thing to do, I don't think.
No, but I love what Dr. Susan said in the very beginning, where you always, you know, there's hope in everything.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
You have to work with what you have.
You have to work with what you have. And then you have to acknowledge what you do have. Listen, this was a great time. I don't know if we have any time left, but I have to tell you, I cannot tell you, I don't have enough fingers and toes to tell you how many people, including myself, cleaned out closets during this pandemic. Mm. Right, reorganize themselves, and it was really a great time to cleanse out. And I always say cleansing out the home is like cleansing out the soul, and when you cleanse out, then you create an open space. And isn't that fantastic? Because as we move forward, now there's an open space for new things to come into it. So getting rid of some of the clutter from the past can actually be really quite empowering, and it gives us a lot of hope, and there's some excitement with it. And are we doing life a little bit differently? We are. But just because it's different doesn't mean it's worse. It actually is very positive. These are positive changes, bringing us all back connected together in different ways, empowered and helping each other and understanding the importance of really what everything means in life. And I really wish everyone well during this pandemic.
What a wonderful way to kind of just go right to our break. We have a break, and then we'll be right back speaking with Dr. Susan Linder.